USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war, after China's military began a four-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan shores. Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us. Lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a two-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort, a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, is planning to make a major announcement Thursday morning. In a tweet last night, his press secretary wrote, "Prepare for the liberal media meltdown of the year. Everyone get some rest tonight." End quote. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has two more countries joining NATO.
The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly ratified the addition of Finland and Sweden as members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a move leaders of both parties portrayed as key to American security around the world following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The resolution passed 95-1. If any senator is looking for a defensible excuse to vote no, I wish him good luck, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a speech ahead of the vote. This is a slam dunk for national security that deserves unanimous bipartisan support. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An asteroid a couple of hundred yards wide zoomed past Earth a few hours ago. NASA astronomers discovered the asteroid just days ago on July 26. The meaty space rock known as 2022 OE2 is an Apollo-class asteroid, which means it orbits the Sun and crosses the path of Earth's orbit. This pass missed Earth by roughly 3.2 million miles. The fact that America jumped from inflation to recession last week, one trip to the grocery store and gas station, is the simplest measurement of this crisis. Larry Kudlow is the former director of the National Economic Council during the Trump administration. He's warning America on Fox News this reckless spending by Democrats and their inflation reduction bill is snake oil and will ensure the recession continues to plague America for years to come.
The idea that it's inflation reduction is something out of George Orwell. It's not. By the way, the CBO came out with a preliminary scorecard, just preliminary stuff. But actually, the deficit gets worse for the next 4 years until it gets better after that. But the getting better is full of gimmicks, so I don't believe a word of it. This IRS beast, can we talk about that for a second? The IRS beast is going to go after middle-class families. That's exactly right. It's going to go after small businesses. That's exactly right. Less than $200,000 a year. That's also right.
I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.